This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 908, How to Not Look Lazy on IELTS Writing.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the 7 or higher you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/my score.
What symbols do examiners allow on IELTS writing? What symbols will actually lower your score? Find out these insider answers in today's show.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Lindsay. Welcome back to IELTS Energy. I love having you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be back in the IELTS Energy podcast. Very happy to be here. What are we getting into today, Jessica?
Well, we had a good question from a 3Keys student, actually. And guys, I want to remind you real fast, you don't have to be a 3Keys student to ask us questions. You can email us your questions, and we might do an episode about it. So just email us at support@allearsenglish.com.
Yes.
And you might get a shout out on a future episode.
Yeah.
But today's question is from a 3Keys student, and we're talking about it because it is very important as far as sounding academic and formal in IELTS writing. So her question was, what do you think about using the and symbol, right? That ampersand. I've always loved that word. At the IELTS exam or on the IELTS exam, is it appropriate or not?
Yes. Great question.
So what do you think about that?
I feel like anytime we're using symbols to replace a word in a writing test, we might have a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, guys. Like we do break some rules in IELTS writing as far as like academic norms. Like usually in academic essays, we're not supposed to say I, but you know what? On IELTS, you have to say I because the examiner has to see your personal position in task two. Right? Like there are some rules we break, but this is something we don't break. This is a matter of looking formal or not. And really, just in writing in general, in formal writing, we don't want to use a lot of symbols.
No, it's kind of lazy, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really, I mean, if you are more into numbers, you're working on the stock market, you're jotting down a note for someone next to you, that makes a lot more sense. That's the right time, right? But you're writing an essay here, right? So
exactly.
Think about it. It's about the word. So why are we using symbols instead?
Exactly, guys. So if you're ever not sure if it could be a symbol or an abbreviation, spell it out, right?
Yes.
Like that's always going to be my advice. If you're not sure, spell it out.
But
there are some exceptions, right? What symbols do we have to use in IELTS writing?
Yeah, well, oftentimes we're talking about numbers and, you know, change over time and that kind of thing. So the percentage symbol, right?
Yes.
Very common and important. You don't have to write that one out, right? You could say that. You could write that as the symbol itself.
I would say like you should, guys. Like there's no reason in writing task one academic to spell out percent. That is such a waste of time.
Right.
It does nothing for your score. And in fact, it just makes you repeat a word a bunch of times. So, like it's weird. Like we would never spell that out, right?
No.
So with some symbols, like we do always use the symbol. So percent, use the symbol, always, always, always. And the same with currency. So like the dollar sign, the pound sign, the euro sign. That's often a part of a task one question. Use that sign, you guys.
Yes. I mean, don't waste your word count on writing something out repetitively. That sounds like the worst decision, right?
Exactly. And it just looks so, it looks so weird if you spell that out, guys. Like nobody would ever do that. So that's mostly for task one. You're not going to use use those symbols rarely, if ever, in task two.
Okay.
But for the rest of writing, task one and task two, these are going to be the rules you follow, right? Do not use the ampersand. Mm-hmm. Spell out the word and. Like, how lazy is it to not spell that three-letter word?
Yeah.
Also, the at sign.
Yeah.
Like, that would be really weird to see.
That would be weird. We were just talking about how a lot of tech people will write this in emails, right? If you have a group email and you're trying to get someone's attention, you may do at and the person's name, right? Because you want them personally to respond. So guys, you may be used to this. You may think it's natural tech English or something, but don't put it in your IELTS essay, right? It doesn't translate over to IELTS. Yeah.
Like that's a social media thing, right? Yeah. Like when you're tagging somebody or whatever.
Right.
All the stuff we use when we're like chatting and posting stuff in social media, guys. Oof. Oh my God. Those rules are not for IELTS.
No. The examiner's not going to like
that. We're not
going
to say LOL. I actually saw a student say LOL in a general training letter once. And I'm like, that, really? No, that's too far. You are not allowed to do that in writing.
Yeah, we really have to know the difference. I mean, that's another topic we could talk about another day, and it might be a speaking part three question, right? You know, where do the lines blur between casual chat and social media and good writing? That's a bigger question. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll talk about that another time. We have opinions. Hello, amazing IELTS listeners. If you are taking IELTS in your future, don't forget to subscribe to IELTS Energy, this podcast. We come out with amazing tips and vocab and strategies for all of your IELTS needs on this show every single week. So guys, don't forget to hit subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen. So some other things that you need to spell out or maybe not use at all in writing, etc. So I do see this a lot students use in their writing because like they feel like they're running out of space, but they know there are other examples, right? So they'll just put the ETC period. First of all, guys, no, like don't use that abbreviation. And second of all, don't even express that concept because there is no information in that word. Yeah. It's just like saying and so on or blah, blah, blah. Like,
No. Or sometimes people might use it because they're kind of too lazy to come up with other examples.
Right.
Right. Also not a good sign. So all across the board, do not use this.
Exactly. There is. Yeah. No, that will not do anything to help your score. In fact, that's going to like offend some examiners in some way because they're like, what? You're too lazy to like write out the whole word or even come up with an idea. So
yeah, I feel like a lot of examiners could easily get offended when it comes to these choices, you know?
I mean, talk about like persnickety language nerds. Those are IELTS examiners, right? Like me. I have very strong opinions about grammar and language. So that's why I could give you this advice, guys. Yeah. And here's something I see a lot of students do, especially in writing task one. Using parentheses a lot when they're putting in numbers. What do you think about that?
I don't love that. I think it is better to write out the sentence as, you know, one sentence or two sentences or link the sentences together. I think you can have an overkill with parentheses, you know, and it's not essay writing. It's like shorthand casual writing.
Yeah, we don't use parentheses a lot, you guys. Like, we really don't. The punctuation that you need for IELTS is very limited, right? Like, you need a semicolon, you need commas, you need periods. Like, that's it, you guys.
Yeah.
Don't just stay away from, like, colons, because students always use those wrong. Stay away from, like, dashes, because, again, students use those wrong. There's no reason for those punctuation and punctuation marks, especially parentheses. Parentheses take the place of other punctuation, like commas and prepositions.
Yeah, exactly. So figure out how to do that, guys, and just, you know, prepare those rules before you go into the exam. This is why we need to do a lot of practice tests, right? Get feedback from a professional, make sure that we're ready because we don't want to be asking ourselves these questions on test day.
Right, exactly. Guys, you really need access to a professional who knows these rules.
Yeah.
And you know what? I am one of those professionals, you guys. So don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if IELTS is in your future plan. Yes. Yes. We come out with 3 new episodes every single week plus bonuses. So guys, if you're not already a subscriber, hit subscribe right now.
Awesome. So good. And such a good topic. Thank you to our student here who was in our course. And this student had her question answered right away, right? Because she's in that Facebook group. But guys, send us your questions. We want to base this show on your questions, right? So that you can have your questions answered. So ask us your questions. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Email us, guys. We do read these emails. Mm-hmm. Email us support@allearsenglish.com.
All right. Sounds good. Jessica, have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.